back to another episode of The Enigma of Mental Health with me, Sia. And today for the final interview episode, I have a friend with me. Her name is Louisa, and she will be talking about mental health.
Hello.
Okay, so I know like a lot of us have faced many mental health issues, and most of us are facing problems with our self-esteem. And there's so many reasons for that. Like for me, especially, I would say it's people and social media. Well, people, because ever since I was young, like I've been told I was fat or like healthier for my age. And obviously, as a kid, if you've been told that over and over again, it kind of drills in your mind that you're not perfect and that you're not good looking and that you don't deserve the same amount of happiness as others do. And so that was just kind of in my mind the entire time. And it still is, honestly, but it's gotten better, but it still is. And I'm like struggling to kind of like appreciate myself up till now. Because I see all these like beautiful models on social media and they're always so perfect. It's so unrealistic because in order to be that perfect, they end up starving themselves, which is not healthy. I mean, some of them end up starving themselves, which is not healthy. And so it's very unrealistic. And now like, suddenly, because of all of this talk about self-esteem and unrealistic beauty standards, most of the model agencies are now hiring like plus size models or like models with different kinds of bodies. And embracing that is good, but if it had started earlier, I think many of us would not have been facing this level of self-esteem issues.
I feel like that's definitely true. I feel like unrealistic beauty standards have definitely affected so many people's mental health. And I feel like it also affects like the model's health, mental health in a way. Cause like, imagine you're being told like, you look so good at a certain weight. And if you gain a little weight, immediately like all of your followers or like all of your fans will like immediately notice. And they're like, oh, wait, why are you gaining weight? And it seems to be like less beautiful and kind of not, it really doesn't matter, it's normal. But like, yeah, and I like, it doesn't even affect like only us, it affects so many people, and it just is so
I agree. Like these beauty standards and the way how people have kind of drilled it in our minds that, oh, fat is ugly, when you gain a little weight you become ugly. But I don't think it should affect any of us. And like, this kind of face structure is pretty and this kind of face structure is ugly. But why can't we just embrace that everyone is different? Everyone has got a different face, a different kind of body. They're built differently and they have different needs. Some people like to eat a lot of food. Some people do not like to eat a lot of food. And you know, I don't think because of other people, we should make changes. If we from the inside start feeling like, oh, I feel like I don't feel good with my body, I'm feeling unhealthy. And if you want to make a change yourself and want to reach your own goal, then I feel that that is valid, because perfect body should be defined by you and not by others. If you know what I mean, like,
And also I feel like I've seen so many people on social media, they're like hating on the whole body positivity movement, saying like, oh, you're like promoting obesity. And I'm like, that is totally different. It doesn't mean the same. Like, we're not saying, oh, just eat unhealthy and like, it's okay, just be fat, be obese. No, we're saying that like, just because you are a certain way doesn't mean you're not beautiful. Usually like, people think that bigger people always eat like unhealthier foods and like that's why they're like bigger. That might be the case, but that's not like always the case. Just because you're a bigger person doesn't mean that you're always eating unhealthy foods. Like I've seen people who are technically bigger, but they're eating like much healthier foods than people who are like smaller or technically skinnier in society's terms. Yeah. So like I don't get when people say like, oh, when you're a bigger person, you're like promoting obesity. Like, no, that's just not what the whole movement is. It doesn't matter whether you're skinny, whether you're like fat, society's terms, like you're just like beautiful, because what your weight is doesn't determine like how beautiful or how ugly you are.
Exactly.
Someone's really ugly.
Exactly. No one is ugly. Everyone is beautiful and everyone deserves the same amount of appreciation. And I mean, I've gone through a lot of difficulty with my self-esteem. Since I was a kid, like I was a healthier person. I wouldn't say I was fat. I'd say I was healthy. I wasn't thin and I wasn't obese. But I think people just thought, like people just said like, oh, she's fat. She's fat. Like you're fat. And they would call me like really bad things. And people of my age, you know, not even like older people, people of my age would call me fat and would say such horrible things about me. And it would just make me feel so bad about myself. And up till I grew older, obviously, it wasn't just because of what I ate. It was also because of a hormonal problem I have. And so like the fact that everyone was literally looking at me whenever I ate, it made me so uncomfortable, because honestly, like why do they have to literally constantly look at how much I ate and then say that, look, she eats a lot, she's fat because she eats a lot, when they don't even know what I'm going through and what my body is going through? And that was just carried on with me up till now. But you know, slowly I'm realizing like I don't care what people say about me. I feel like my body needs to be appreciated. I love my body because it works so hard every day to keep me alive. And I just love it. I'm going to appreciate it. I'm going to be grateful for all the beautiful things my body does, because without it, I wouldn't be here. And not just that, but I obviously have my own goal, like my own goal with weight that I want to reach. And I'm trying so hard because of like what I'm going through, like my hormonal issues, like it's a little harder for me to sort of reach that goal, but I'm trying, and just that trying is enough for me. Like it's enough. I don't need anyone to go up and tell me like, you need to lose weight, because then that makes me feel that I'm not trying. And that it's not working. And it's so discouraging for me. It's like, I don't want to do it anymore. Like, it just makes me feel bad all over again. And so many comments that you're like this, you're like that. And it's not even in my Instagram comments, just on anyone else's Instagram comments whose body is not society's perfect body. Just looking at that would make me feel so sad that people can't accept that there are others out there who do not have the same body as them. And, you know, as long as others are happy, why the hell do you care? You know, you're not perfect either. Nobody's perfect. Everyone is just beautiful.
Well, I mean, unless they're like homophobic or something.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I agree.
I feel like around us, like the talking about eating has become so toxic. Like I feel like it's so normal to see people not eating lunch at school, and we wouldn't really say anything about it. And right now I feel like it bothers me so much after I learned a lot about it. It's like somewhat like glorified almost, like when like, oh, you didn't eat lunch, wow, like damn, you're like starving yourself, you're gonna be pretty. And like that's so weird. It's like we would call each other like skinny queen and all, and that's like so such a weird thing to say, because just because you're skinny doesn't mean you're pretty. I mean, there are a lot of ugly, like personality wise, ugly people who are skinny. So like, it was so toxic, honestly, at school, how we were so glorified for not eating.
Yeah.
And like, that's so weird. I feel like now that we're in quarantine, I don't know, but for me, I feel like I've just been like eating normally. Just mean like, you know what, whatever, I'm just gonna eat because I'm hungry, and that's fine. You know, like, not everyone's gonna face the same hunger every single day. Some people are gonna be more hungrier and some people are not, and that's okay. Like, not everyone has to eat the same like portions of food. And I feel like even like what you said about not even being hate comments on your post, like, that's so true. Like, I follow body positivity or like eating disorder recovery people on like TikTok and Instagram, and it's so sad to see like people commenting like, oh, you're just like faking it, you're just lazy, you don't want to work out. And I'm like, what? That's like a whole disease that you guys don't even understand.
Exactly.
Like, sure, it's physical, but like, you don't even know what's going on like for them mentally, how like discouraging it is for them. Like, they nearly like took their own lives because they didn't like how they looked. And you're gonna say all that, and that just like breaks my heart to see people who take the time out of their day to like talk bad things about other people. So
yeah, that's so true. Like, it's just, this whole concept is so toxic and it's so bad. And eating disorder is so real. Like, it can happen because of so many reasons, you know, countless reasons people will go to eating disorder. I know a person who had eating disorder because they wanted to lose weight. And because of that, they completely stopped eating and it was so unhealthy for them. They went through a lot just so that society would stop calling them fat. And it's real, you guys. It's real. We are calling us bad, calling us ugly, just saying these hurtful words to us, it really breaks us down and it really brings down our self-esteem. Like, to the point where even when people compliment us for something that might even be true, we tend to be like, no, that's not true, because it's kind of instilled in our brain that we're like this, we're fat, we're ugly. And you know, so we're not even able to accept it ourselves that we're pretty just because of these kind of comments. And I want to tell to everyone who may have said these things before, please don't do it anymore, guys. It hurts us. It hurts everyone. And it's just so painful to hear people say these things about you who probably don't even know you that well, but they have an opinion of you just because of how you look. And to anyone else who's suffering out there, same problems, same self-esteem issues, be strong. You got this. Like, reach your own goal if you want to, or stay how you are, as long as you're happy, as long as you're positive, and as long as everything is fine, you know? Just be happy yourself and be content. Be grateful for what your body does to you, because seriously, there are a lot of people who have difficulty, who have problems in their body. So be grateful. Be grateful for what you have.
So I feel like because of where we're living, like specifically Asia, and for us more specifically Indonesia, I feel like skin color has become so like controversial. It's like when you're not white or like paler skin color, you're not considered like prettier. Like, there are literally like whitening creams, there are whitening soaps, and I feel like that is so toxic. Like, you're born with a certain skin color, and you know what, it's like fine if you're like not whiter in a sense. Like, we are like technically like kind of on the paler, whiter side. So I don't think we really face a problem, and we don't really understand what their mental state is. But I have heard like my own like family talk about people. They're like, oh my God, this person is not white. They should like do this, 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 this. And I feel like that is such an unrealistic expectation, because How can you change your own skin tone? Like, that is so toxic. Like, that is something you're born with. Like, you don't just get to choose whether you're white or not. And you shouldn't really choose it, because God made you a certain way, or if you don't believe in God, look, whoever made you a certain way. And you're perfect that way, because if everyone was the same color, that would be so weird. Like, no one would be unique. And, like, that's so...
Yeah, I feel so bad for these kind of people. I mean, even Instagram influencers, they go and start supporting whitening creams, and they advocate the fact that being white is pretty, and being dark-skinned or any other color than white is ugly. And it's so toxic, because these people who have access to educate others because of their follower count, they choose to do something like this for whatever reason. They choose to spread this negativity, and it's just so bad. I feel so bad for anyone out there who's facing racism. I know a lot of people do not support you yet, but we're trying to advocate it. And I think most influencers now are starting to realize this and are starting to advocate that all skin colors are pretty. And yes, I agree. Everyone is pretty. All skin colors are beautiful. Okay, so Louisa, I have one last question to ask you. It's that if there is one thing you could change about yourself, what is it and why?
If I had to change one thing about me, I feel like I should change how I view other people's opinions about me, because I tend to like really take it to heart and like really let it bring me down. And I think like that's so toxic, especially of what I'm advocating. Like, I'm trying to advocate people to be more positive about themselves, and like I can't even like follow it myself, so it's like kind of like hypocrisy. But like, yeah, that's like definitely one thing that I would love to change about myself. I mean, like, I'm trying, but it still kind of breaks me down nearly every single day about what people say about me. So
yeah. Okay, thank you so much, Louisa, for coming here and for sitting down, chatting with me, and sharing your opinions. So I'm going to sign off now, and I will see you guys in the next and final episode. Thank you. Bye. Enjoy some bloopers, like, y'all.
But, like, no, I was going to say that, you know, after like your whole Ritika session, you're like all crying, and I'm just gonna come in like, hello. So today I shall talk about self-esteem. My name is Kylie Jenner, and I am the president of the United States of America.
The way you said Kylie Jenner.
Kylie Jenner. I don't know how British people speak, but this is how I shall be speaking today.
Hey.
I am like so funny.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, start whenever you're ready, okay? Be loud, like me.
Was that not loud?
Now this is
you and me sound the same to me, and I'm so confused. Like, okay. And also, can you like how do you say it? I don't want to talk for too long. Like, I want us to like have a conversation, so it's not like you're talking for a long time and then I'm talking.
Yeah. It's like equal. Okay.
Yes.
Well, so we're gonna start. Yeah.
Me. Say like.
Okay. We're starting in 3, 2, 1. Stop. Your face. Okay.
Should I say hello?
And I'm just gonna
after you say my name.
Like, hey guys.
Okay. Start laughing when I'm on this podcast, okay? Like, you're gonna start crying, you know, when they see mine, you're gonna start laughing, and their whole emotions are like, wow. Humorous.
Okay. Oh, okay, we have to start now, okay?
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my God, this is scary.
Three, two, one, go.